a farm bill, immigration reform, and a water projects deal. Now, for many, these are the big three issues for 2014. It appears the measure to reform locks modernization and speed up funding may take a bit longer than hoped, but some funding may increase in the near term. Waterways Council Senior Vice President Deborah Colbert says negotiations on WERDA, a key component of ag trade, could slip past the expected January timeline.
It's hard to say exactly when. We know that Senator Boxer and Eric Cantor have been talking publicly about the fact this is an important bill and that they're not that far apart in resolving the differences. And Eric Cantor said that he feels it'll, you know, come to the floor sooner rather than later.
But with next week's holiday recess and attention on the President's State of the Union the following week, February seems a better bet for the measure. Still slowing the measure, though, incomplete Chief of Engineers reports on some projects and the overall WERDA cost.
The House approach was to really offset some of those big ticket items or the overall price tag of the bill with the deauthorizations of various projects. And so there is one project that was added at the end, the Morganza project in southern Louisiana, that has a pretty big price tag.
Meantime, the omnibus spending bill funding government for the rest of the fiscal year increases water project dollars $748 million over the fiscal year and could lead to new starts on some projects.
A new start is what I think of when I think of the Ever Miss and Illinois River projects. Those are to be reviewed by the Corps of Engineers and to be designated up to four new starts to be selected from inland navigation, flood control, storm damage prevention, or ecosystem restoration projects.